It is Monday morning, and on Monday morning, we check in and find out a little bit about some of the new music you're going to hear right across the station, not just on Breakfast, but all across 2SER 107.3. Steph Leong is the woman in charge. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Hey, look, let's jump into it.
Okay, I was going to say this is the last time we're doing this, which is very sad. This is our last one. This is my final week.
And I'm going to bring you, I bought you some tracks that I think you'll really, really enjoy.
All right.
First up, let's talk about Adrian Young. He's a DJ, producer, composer, multi-instrumentalist. He's really well respected in hip-hop circles and has worked with Kendrick Lamar, Jay-Z, Wu-Tang Clan, Tribe Called Quest.
Wow.
Stay with me. I think you'll like this. Recently, along with Ali Shaheed Muhammad, composed the score for Marvel Netflix's show, Luke Cage.
That is a very good soundtrack.
He's also a big fan of sounds from the 60s and 70s, worked with Philly soul legends The Dolphonics, and big on analog production. His whole studio is analog, and apparently he doesn't have a single computer in there. And for listeners who don't know who Adrian Young is, you can probably start to understand what his vibe is. But look, he surprised us a little on his new album.
Okay.
Adrian Young presents Voices of Gemma. He's teamed up with opera singer Brooke DeRosa.
Opera singer?
Yes, and jazz vocalist Rebecca Englehart. Look, the record is this wonderful blend of funk, R&B, jazz, folk, all through a sort of intergalactic lens. Think Thundercat or Shabazz Palaces.
Hmm.
So let's take a listen to one of the tracks now. This one here is called Chasing Love.
I don't think any way you could have described that would have prepared me for that sound. That is amazing.
Yeah, and you can find that on his own label, Linear Labs. It's out now.
Okay.
Hey, and next we've got Airwaves. That's the moniker of New York-based queer artist Nicole Schneit, and she's returned with her third record. It's called Warrior. And it's aptly titled. There's a lot of tenacity across the record, which was inspired in part of her mum, who was diagnosed with fallopian cancer last year, and navigating life as a queer person in the Trump administration. It's bittersweet at times, but really empowering indie pop.
Wow.
Yeah, and Kevin Morby also makes a guest appearance on one of the tracks, who we love here. But let's take a listen now to Tangerine, which was inspired by the film of the same name, in which two trans women try to make ends meet as a sex worker.
Very rich sound. There's a lot of depth to it. That's lovely.
Some beautiful vocals there as well. And look, let's end with something out of left field with Ernie Hawks and the Soul Investigators.
I've got to say, you keep finding bands with some of the best names I've ever encountered. Delvon Lamar Organ Trio is a fave.
Yep.
And you're getting me Beat Child and the Slackadelics. I mean, this is all good.
And let's add this one to the list. They're out of Finland.
Ernie Hawks and the Soul Investigators are out of Finland.
Yeah. So Ernie Hawks is a flautist and trombonist based in Helsinki, and he's backed by the Soul Investigators, a group of brilliant Finnish jazz and funk instrumentalists. They've also backed Nicole Willis in the past as well. And together they bring their debut album, Scorpio Man. Now, at times it sounds like it could be a score for Ennio Morricone or Tarantino film. And I don't know if that's a selling point or a deterrent, but this record is expansive and full of wonderful surprises. It sounds like it could be right out of the 70s, but these guys recently recorded this and released it a couple weeks back. If you're a fan of, you know, the cosmic sounds of Lonnie Liston Smith, or more recently Kurung Bin, who you've probably heard on 2SER2, you will be a huge fan of this. Ernie Hawks and the Soul Investigators from Scorpio Man. this is Scorpio Man theme.
Fantastic. Steph, thank you so much. This has been so much fun. You're back next week. I'm not. Thank
Sadly,
you.
Sadly, no.
No.